Welcome to Motherhood from the Brain, a podcast guiding moms of preteen girls on how to navigate emotional challenges that are not addressed in school. We share real stories, expert advice, and brain-based methods for handling tough moments. Discover insights to create a deeper connection with your preteen and improve your motherhood journey. Let's tackle the uncharted territory of parenting together. Hosted by professional certified coach, Esther Babazi.
Welcome back to the Motherhood and the Brain podcast, episode number 15. Before I begin, I do not know when I will stop giving these disclaimers. I am not a psychiatrist or psychologist or any other licensed mental health worker. On this podcast, Motherhood on the Brain, I am just sharing what has worked for me, what is working for me. In my journey as a mom, things that help me improve my emotional, mental, and physical well-being. This is just for information purposes only. I'm just your next door mom who's sharing my challenges and trials and struggles and goodness and the, you know, everything of being a mom. So let's begin. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about feeling conflicted about returning to work after maternity leave. Imagine this scenario. You're about to return to work after spending some precious months, depending on where you live, some precious months bonding with your baby during maternity leave. And then you're about to go back to work. It's tough. Society expects moms to go back to work like it's no big deal after having a baby. But it's not that simple. You want to take care of your baby, but you also have your job to think about. It's like you're being pulled in two different directions. You might feel guilty because you think you should be with your baby all the time, but you also need to work to support your family and afford this lifestyle that your job gives you, that your job affords you. I'm here to tell you, mom, it's not just you. Lots of moms feel like this, and it's hard. It can be hard to find the right balance between work and family. When you feel conflicted about going to work after maternity leave, your protective brain may be threatened because the protective brain is involved in forming strong emotional bonds between mom and the baby. So feeling conflicted can be a result or can be coming, can arise as a result of this threatened deep emotional connection. Your protective brain perceives this potential separation from your baby as a potential threat to the survival of the baby, because one of our basic instincts as moms is to take care and be protective of our children. So when your brain senses that you're about to go to work, you're about to go back to work, it treats that as something, some form of threat for your baby. And this can trigger fear and anxiety in you. Like I said, one of our basic instincts as moms is wanting to care for our babies, but you also want to pursue your career. You want to go back to your job. And this causes some form of conflict in your brain, which leads to emotional conflict, partly driven by these instinctive, by these primal instincts that we have, taking care of our young. Mama bear, they call it. Mama bear, mother hen, they call it. So it's natural for your looming return to work after maternity to bring up a host of concerns. Anything from logistical challenges, like maybe you're nursing your baby and now you have to start pumping. Maybe you haven't pumped before. You have exclusively breastfed, like from the breast. You have not been pumping. Now that you're returning to work, maybe you need to pump. It's not only pumping per se. You need equipment. You need a safe space at work to pump. You need a safe, like, refrigerator to keep the baby's milk. place where people will not be touching it. Like, there are a lot of things that come into play. All of a sudden, you have not been dealing with these things, and now you are here, you're supposed to think about them. You're supposed to think about how you're going to transport the milk so it doesn't go bad after pumping at work. You're supposed, like, maybe your workplace does not provide, not all workplaces provide safe spaces for moms to pump. So your concerns are legitimate. Your concerns are legitimate and they are to be taken seriously. Because if we do not take the protective brain's concerns seriously and we do not show compassion towards those instincts, the primitive brain will go in overdrive. The primitive brain thinks something is gone wrong here. You are going to die. Your baby is going to die. Don't go back to work. We need to fix this. Your protective brain is going to fixate on that thing. That is why it is very important to take care of the concerns that the primitive brain brings up. Take care of them. Talk to the primitive brain kindly. Nurture the protective. I forgot to mention, I use the words protective brain and primitive brain interchangeably, but they mean the same thing. So it is important for you to acknowledge the concerns that the primitive brain is giving you. If you do not do that, you will not be able to move ahead. You will become resentful. You become resentful of your job. You'll be full of anxiety. But when you take time to address these challenges and say to your brain, yes, brain, I'm going to work. Yes, brain, there are other things that I need to take care of. I have not been pumping my milk. Now I'm going to start pumping my milk. I need to find something to carry my milk in from work to home to keep it like under good temperature so it doesn't go bad. Yes, brain, there's a lot of things that have come in the picture, but I can do this. I'll figure it out. I know the next step. What works for me best? Not in this scenario, but when my primitive brain brings up concerns, I talk to my brain and I tell the brain, I know the next step. That is all I need. I don't need to see the whole stairway. I don't need to see the whole path, but I know the next step. It is very important to calm our primitive brain down, because we cannot win. If we are going to use force or if we are going to ignore the primitive brain, we cannot get far along. The primitive brain, as you know now, probably you've been listening to this podcast for a while, the primitive brain is very strong. Did you know that we are born with a fully developed primitive brain? The primitive brain is ready to go when we are born. The higher thinking brain is what develops after we are born. So it is important for you to sit down and take good care and calm down your protective brain. It has these concerns, it has these worries, and it is just doing its job. It's just showing you things that it thinks are threats to your survival. Treat it with kindness and the pressure will lessen. The grip, the primitive brain has this grip on us. If we do not address the concerns it throws at us, the grip tightens. But when we address those concerns, the grip loosens. It is important to acknowledge to the primitive brain that returning to work is a choice. It is not an obligation. You are not obliged to return to work. There are a lot of people who don't work and they live in this world. So you are choosing to return to work. The human brain does not want to feel like it is being forced into doing things. That is why we tell the brain that I choose to go back to work. You are not obliged, because when the brain thinks that you're obliged to do something, that you are forced to do something, it creates resistance. If you have not really taken time to think about that, just imagine every time you feel resistance when you want to do something, it is because of how you are framing whatever it is you want to do. This is the main cause of procrastination. The brain thinks there's no way out here and it creates resistance. As human beings, we want autonomy. We want agency. The brain wants agency. The brain wants to decide. The brain wants to feel a sense of control. So you are going back to work because you choose to. You do not have to. You're not being forced to go back to work. You choose to go back to work. There are a lot of people who don't work. They don't work and they're living in this world. They're living. But you choose to go to work because your work, your job, your career provides a certain lifestyle for you and your child and your family. And you have probably been building this career over some time now, right? You have been building this career and it is important to you. There's nothing wrong with admitting that career is important to you. There's nothing wrong with that. You love your job, you love your career. It provides the lifestyle that you have. You just have to find a way to have both the baby and your job. And when you be able to bring your brain into that space, a space like that, all of a sudden you'll start seeing possibilities of how to make this happen. But when you dread going back to work, when you think you have to go to work, you will not come up with alternative ways to improve your situation and you are going to feel bad. But when you acknowledge that this is a choice, I am not obliged to go back to work. I choose to go back to work because I love my job. I love my career. I have been working at it for some time. My job provides for my family. It affords us this lifestyle. Then the brain will offer you solutions on how to go about going back, returning to work. This is what I think they call tapping into your own wisdom. Your brain will help you tap into your own wisdom to find solutions so you feel a little better. Let me repeat. You do not have to go to work, mom. No. You choose to go back to work. There are many people out there who do not work. They don't work and they survive. They live in the world. But you choose to go back to work because you want to live a certain lifestyle. Your job affords you a certain lifestyle. It affords your baby a certain lifestyle. You have made that choice. You have made that conscious choice. And when you do that, your brain will come up with solutions to help you alleviate or take the pressure off of feeling like you need to go back to work. Solutions could be, like I said, if you're concerned, maybe your baby will stop breastfeeding or maybe your production will drop. If you're concerned about that, then you will think about pumping. Maybe you will ask your boss to provide a safe pumping space because I understand not all workplaces have these facilities. But because you are in the solution finding mode, your brain will maybe encourage you to go to your boss and ask for a safe pumping place. Even if they don't have a safe pumping place, maybe you will go in your car and pump there. Maybe there's a small room. You will come up with things. And maybe you'll buy maybe a cooler bag or something so you can transport your milk in and take it back home to refrigerate so your baby does not have to start formula if you don't want to. And to be honest, formula is expensive. Formula is not cheap. But if you can breastfeed, if you have the milk supply, you are saving. You are saving. There's nothing wrong with that. You are saving some money by breastfeeding your baby if you have the milk supply. If you don't have the milk supply and you have to buy formula, then that's a different story. But what I'm telling you is you need to take the concerns of the primitive brain seriously, address them, treat them with kindness. In our brain, this is what I learned from my teacher. She told us that in our human brain, there is the teacher and there is the student. One part of the brain is the teacher. The other part of the brain is the student. So you are the teacher and at the same time, you are the student. So when the student is freaked out, you, the teacher, you calm the student down, but you are the same person. This is what is going on in the brain. If part of the brain is freaking out, you're going to work. This is a threat to your child. This is a threat to their survival. Da 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 da. You know all the things that come up. You, the same person, you have to calm the freaking part of your brain down. in order for you to make sensible decisions, in order for you to make sensible, clear decisions that take you ahead, like move you ahead. Because when you're freaked out, you do not make any clear decisions. You do not advance. You just be confused, right? You are the teacher and you are the student. Sometimes you behave like a student, and when the student comes down, the teacher comes online. Then you calm your brain down, like, we are fine, brain. We are okay, brain. I'm going back to work. I don't feel good about it, and it's okay. It's natural for you not to feel good about leaving your baby at home. There's nothing to be ashamed, because I think what we do many times is we feel guilty and then we judge our guilt. We already feel guilty because we are going back to work, because, like I said in the beginning of the episode, society expects us to go to work like not to feel bad and just move on and go to work. So when we feel bad about that, when we feel bad about going back to work, then we judge ourselves for feeling guilty about going to work. It's okay that you feel guilty. It's normal. It's normal that you feel guilt for leaving your child at home to go to work. It's normal. You acknowledge that part and we take care of that part of us that feels guilty. You're just a human being. You're just a normal human being who is feeling guilty. There is no reason for judgment on top of guilt. Because when you judge your guilt, you go in a spiral, like a rabbit hole, down a rabbit hole, and you don't know where it ends. It's okay to feel guilty for leaving your baby at home and going back to work. You're just a human being. You let yourself go through the guilt. You let yourself feel the guilt. Because if you are brushing it off and pretending like nothing is going on, like I said, the primitive brain will go in overdrive. It has to make sure you see this threat. That is why the primitive brain goes in overdrive. It has to make sure you understand this is threatening. This is life threatening to your child. This is dangerous. This is potentially, she's going to die. But when you acknowledge the brain and say, I understand that my child is not in danger, brain. I understand what you're doing. You're trying to keep her safe. You're trying to keep her safe. You're showing me what you think is dangerous, but it is okay. Thank you, brain. I thank my brain, my primitive brain, because it's just doing its job. It doesn't know that leaving your child at home, going back to work, is not threatening her survival. It doesn't know that. So I thank the brain for bringing that up, but no, brain, we are doing this. I'm choosing to do this because this job affords us this lifestyle, and I love my job, and there's nothing wrong with loving your career, nothing wrong with that. So when you acknowledge those things, the brain will calm down and go, we like to say go back to sleep. It will calm down and go back to sleep. Don't let anybody tell you anything. Tell you that, I don't know what they say. You acknowledge that part. You feel awful. It's okay that you feel awful. It's okay. There's nothing wrong. But you also love your job and you love your lifestyle. So you choose to go back to work. You are not being forced into working. You choose to go back to work. Okay. Part of choosing going back to work is having some logistical challenges. Finding a place to pump, maybe starting formula, I don't know. Maybe starting formula, maybe finding a place to pump at work, finding a place to store your pumped milk. Yeah, these are the challenges that come with going back to work. And it's okay, you can handle it. My mantra is, I can do hard things. I just need to know the next step. I know the next step. Because if I tell my brain I need to know the next step, it will go in overdrive again trying to find the next step. So I just tell the brain, I know the next step. I don't need to know the whole stairway, the whole path. I know the next step. Going back to work involves some challenges. Yes. I'm going to be away from my child for some hours. Yes. But I can find time to make it up to her. And by the way, I know people You probably know people. This is part of like the questioning the brain. I know people who are at home all day with their babies, but they don't have the babies. Someone else is watching the babies. You understand? So it doesn't mean that all people who are at home with the babies, they are at home with them all the time. No, I know people. You probably know people who are at home with the babies during the day, but they're not caring for the babies. Somebody else is caring for the child, even when the mother is at home. So it doesn't mean that because you're going back to work, you are going to miss the baby. You can make it up when you come home. You can have valuable time when you come home. This is about defining what works for you and your situation. Nobody knows what works for you. I'm just here to tell you to come to learn how to speak to your brain's concerns. When you acknowledge them, then the brain will give you solutions on how to navigate your individual situation. And question what the brain brings up. You're going back to work, you're abandoning your child. Is that true, brain? Like I said, aren't there people who are at home with their babies all day, but they don't have them? Other people are watching them. Does it mean that when I'm away, I'm abandoning my child? It doesn't mean that. You make it mean that, but it does not mean that. The important thing is to address your worries and concerns with seriousness so your brain does not block you from seeing solutions. Thank you so much for listening today. Have a beautiful day, everyone. Talk to you again next week. Bye, everyone.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. Your time means the world to us. If you found this episode valuable, we would be immensely grateful if you could spare a moment to visit Apple Podcasts and share your thoughts through a review. Your feedback plays a vital role in helping fellow moms discover our podcast and enrich their own motherhood experiences. Take care and bye for now.